Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 16th of May, recording at 9:55, and that's British Summer Time. Now, let's have a quick look at some of the key developments in here today that I've observed. In stock markets, a number of overextended conditions here, as you're probably well aware. Now, really, we've been bullish since mid-November, more recently, we've cautioned that another reaction and consolidation is really overdue. We've never been looking for anything other than a reaction and consolidation consistent with a bull market environment, which this has been. And we saw some of that during February and March and also in April. But in May, stock markets took off again. And there are a number of overextensions, not all of them, but the leaders from ASEAN to Wall Street really have performed very, very strongly. And there's a little bit of euphoria here, certainly on Wall Street. And it's more overextended relative to the MA than we've seen for quite a while. Now, it's not grossly overextended, but we become cautious when we see the overextensions because you know that one of two things are going to happen. Either it's going to spill over and go into a reaction and consolidation back towards the mean, or somewhat closer to the trend mean, or it's going to go on powering up and become very overbought and leaving the market susceptible to a sharp correction. And there's enough enthusiasm and enough money sloshing around, not only from QE, but also the Bank of Japan, really to kite some of these market indices higher. We've seen a lot of shares jump dramatically higher in various different markets. You will have observed those, and Owen commented on a number of them yesterday, and we'll no doubt point out more of them in the days ahead. But my point is, bottom line point here is that it's a bit frothy, and when things are quite firm overall, that brings us closer not to the end of QE. We're not worried about that in terms of suddenly hearing that the program has been ended, but will Bernanke test the strength of demand for financial assets with perhaps a reduction in the size of QE? Not many people are talking about that today, but that would lead to a reaction and consolidation, I would think. Okay, now what happened in here today? Shanghai composite, that was pretty good. That closed up 1.09%, and some of the other mainland Chinese indices were a little firmer than that still. Taiwan also had a decent day, as did Korea, and up about 0.8% each. And the China action looks like a consolidation, the mainland China action. And you remember we had that very good rally off the lows back in end of November and early December. And that broke the progression of lower rally highs that had dominated China's stock market for about 3 years, 3.5 years, I think. And then it spilled over on uncertainty over the pollution problems and the property problems and the more on the shift of emphasis from exports to developing a consumer-led domestic economy. And we had quite a big pullback, I think about at least 55% of the move to the upside from that December low point. Now, subsequently, we've seen ranging and steadying action here overall, and I regard this overall pattern, as we call it at the chart seminar, as a V bottom with right hand extension. And I think we may have seen the low point of the right hand extension. I've written about that here today as well, so you'll be able to see those charts as soon as I post the copy. Now, elsewhere in Asia, Japan, a bit of a pause here right now, but it has had an awfully good run here recently. And we've seen that TSE 2 index, that's the Japan second section of smaller caps, and medium-sized to smaller caps. And that's been a lead indicator often in the past, and it's had a couple of sharp days to the downside, and I think that will almost certainly ensure a weekly key reversal there. So best case is that this is topped out for another pause here. If it keeps coming down, then that would indicate that we've seen a high that may last a little bit longer. And I've also written in recent days about the Nikkei up in the 15,000 region, and it jumped up over that level yesterday. And that's a kind of one of those round of phobia numbers. It's been a target for a lot of people. So again, some reassessment, reaction, consolidation would not be at all surprising. But I don't expect anything more than that. And I think that's also would be taking place, except that eventually we'll get a somewhat longer pause and ranging phase here. But this is very much a bull market in my view, and I think there's still a lot of people who are very keen to get on board in Japan. Okay, and those are the highlights in here. The Philippines, which has been on a bit of a tear here, was down just over 1% today. That's overextended. One of the markets that's certainly overextended relative to its MA. And mixed action here in Europe, but well, no, it's more than that. It's more markets to the downside. No big numbers in here. Very small percentage changes, but a little bit of softening. And that also took place in the Americas. We've just had the S&P and the Dow. They've been rallying, and the Nasdaq. They've been rallying every single day. Well, the S&P was down half of 1%. That's only a little over 8 points and brought the index back to 1650 and change. Dow is only down a quarter of a point. But again, I'm repeating myself just to emphasize this point that they're overextended relative to their MAs. And also, the utilities index. I've mentioned this earlier as or several times in the last few audios. The utilities index led to the upside, partly because it had such great yields, and also saw a bit of acceleration overall. And it's clearly in a reaction phase here right now. And I think that's probably a leading indicator for the S&P and the Dow and the Nasdaq. Elsewhere, long-dated government bonds were firm in here today. And the U.S. long bond up almost a point. It's still trading here after hours. But they had fallen quite sharply to the lower side of the range, and so getting a bit of a bounce as Wall Street just had a little setback up here. And in the precious metal sector, we had some heavy selling early on in gold and silver and also platinum. They then recovered somewhat. I think silver's, or gold rather, is about $20 off its low. And it's currently at 1385 and change. So it's getting back down, getting back down towards last month's lows, and it wouldn't be surprising to see a little bit of steadying at those levels. Palladium remains the firmest of the precious metals overall. The precious metals, which had been really soft, beg your pardon, the industrial metals, which had been really soft underperformers, were retesting their lows in many in most instances, they were a little bit firmer in here today. Grains are ranging, soybeans a little bit firmer in here today. There's concern over the late plantings that are taking place in the United States due to wet weather for sure, possibly cold weather as well, as we certainly have cold weather here in the UK, or have recently. And currency action. Overall, the US dollar is pretty firm. It's down a fraction here right now, but it's been it's had a good 2 weeks here to the upside, and just a little, it's all within a ranging pattern overall. When Owen and I look at the DXY, which doesn't have the Asian growth markets really in it, but DXY looks like it's in a gradual ranging base formation development phase, and that would be consistent with, I think, the manufacturing advantages that the United States now has as a result of its very competitive energy prices. That's a big story that's going to run on for at least the medium term. And on that note, I'll say all the best to all of you.